Let's sit down if you don't mind. Fuck this mic.
Is the mic okay, Otis?
You don't need a mic?
It's good.
It's good. Cool. Okay, I just want to slip this in. It's impromptu, but since Dwayne alluded to the public comment session, let me just say on behalf of all the GMs, Dwayne, we all feel your pain. We know it. We do know it. But you got to have humor. You got to have a little bit of levity. You got to be able to rock and roll with it because that's what it is at Pacifica. So, you know. Let's just go through this quickly. What is that, Brother William?
I thought it was just folk music.
Okay, I'm going to try to go through this quickly for you. Our fall fund drive, just to give you a real quick update that I got, our goal was $1 million, as I've mentioned, and our total phone pledges, $980,680. Also, thank you. You on behalf of all of those at KPFA, I want to thank you for that. And we have an estimated total web pledges of 25,000. So that actually takes us above the $1 million goal by $5,000. Just to give you some specifics, we did that in 17.25 days.
Wow.
Our average was about $59,000 a day. And overall, we do have some concerns given that 62% approximately of our fall fund drive revenues really came from just four programs. Democracy Now, approximately 25%. The Morning Show, approximately 25%. Flashpoints, 7%, and Sunday Salon, Larry Bensky, 5%. So 62% of our revenues coming from four programs does indicate a situation in which we have to be very careful, obviously, about maintaining those programs, but also we really have to be serious in our development efforts in terms of diversification. Now, I know that you realize a fund drive is a team effort. And I just want to really take a moment to thank all of our volunteers, all of our staff members, all of those on the board who participated in the fund drive. It is not simply, you know, a one-man band kind of thing or one-person kind of operation. It's a genuine team effort. And I really want to single out our development director, Lim Lim Riggio, our subscriptions director, Gary Niederhoff, the interim program coordinator, Vinnie Beecham, Arts, Humanities, and Public Affairs Director, Amelia Gonzalez, Music Director, Luis Medina, all of our programmers, like Jim Bennett, Larry Bensky, Dennis Bernstein, Andrea Lewis, and, of course, Amy Goodman. Where would we be without Amy Goodman? So thank you to all of those. I couldn't mention everyone by name, but I wanted to make sure that they really get the kind of at least momentary recognition. They deserve a lot more recognition, but at least momentary recognition that they deserve. Now, many of you have obviously read the trail of emails and have been very well aware of different problems with... Oh, of course not. Right, Dave. I mean, what possibly could be wrong at KPFA? But I have prepared a six-point program for a plan for reconciliation. I have distributed that in some respects. I want you to know I'm still focused on that six-point plan, and I just want to quickly say that we are all stakeholders. All of us here, all of us out there who are listeners, listener sponsors, all of us who are staff members, paid or unpaid, regardless of the position, we're all stakeholders. And I am totally dedicated to the principle that it's essential that we find common ground and that we struggle against this needless fragmentation throughout our network within every station. We need to rededicate ourselves to the Pacifica mission. We need to embrace that mission in the most intellectually honest and committed way as possible. And we need to, at least in terms of my six-point plan, at KPFA, we are going to go through a group facilitation. I hope that in early December that the timing will be right for that. I am looking for an interim program director. I do feel that not having a program director in the first place, meaning that I had to fulfill that responsibility, at least contributed to some of the initial problems that came about. My search continues for an IPD. We do have to institute a grievance procedure that's effective, that's efficient, and that any individual within the station can turn to. Of course, there's a union grievance procedure, but we need one that all of us can utilize efficiently. Unfortunately, the current grievance procedure tends to be a rather drawn-out process. In January, and that's my target for the grievance procedure and introducing that, I want to initiate small group meetings. And then in February and March, I look forward to offering the staff a problem-solving skills workshop. I've been taking a number of workshop courses in the powerful non-aggressive dialoguing and communicating, conflict resolution and problem-solving models. And I think that can be a helpful addition to a kind of reconciliation process. And finally, in April, we should be able to start our annual performance reviews. Third on my list is the Comcast update. As many of you might have noted in my formal written report, we are now one of 30 FM stations or radio stations featured on the Comcast cable network throughout the Bay Area, and that means that we reach 1 million homes in that area. And the FCC license renewal process is going along well. On October 16th, we aired our last post-filing announcement. We have now completed all license renewal requirements, and hopefully by December 1st, our license will be renewed. And fifth on my list, next to last, is I want to share with you quickly that KPFA and KPFK have been engaged in developing an initiative between the two sister stations so that we can better serve our audiences in California. I've had a series of meetings with KPFK's general manager, Eva Georgia, and those meetings have led to outlining specific areas of common ground that we have. We need to strengthen our relationships between each station, and I wanted to make sure that I reached out to Eva, and she was very gracious and very supportive, and we have engaged in, I think, a very fruitful dialogue. That happened in late September. The initiative will explore coordinating special co-productions, simulcasts that address critical issues, and special off-air efforts like KPFK's Hurricane Katrina relief effort, Caravan of Hope. I think that was really an inspiring, well-organized, very productive effort on the part of KPFK, and KPFA is certainly open to joining in on that kind of effort and kind of complementing in the Bay Area what's being done in Southern California. Finally on my list, I want to touch upon Pacifica and the affiliate network. I hope that all of you will become more aware today of how integrated the needs are between the affiliates and the network. They're not simply a luxury, our relationship with the affiliates. It's an essential element within our network. They are part of us, and we need to pay closer attention to our affiliates program. We need to really embrace in a very serious way that program. And I sincerely hope that you realize that if we fail our affiliates, we will be failing Pacifica and our mission. So I know that Ursula Rudenberg has put a lot of good work into the affiliates program. And I hope, I certainly plan on working along with her as closely as possible. And I hope all of you will do the same. So that's basically it from me, and I'm open to questions.
Thank you, Roy. Buddy.
Thank you, Roy. I had a couple of questions, related questions, with regards to the six-point plan for reconciliation. You said that there was a memo distributed in, quote, some respects, end quote. So I was wondering, what does that mean, and where are we?
Well, the memo has gone to the local station board, as you know. It's also gone to key staff members because we did distribute it at the staff meeting. And it's also featured on at least one website within the Pacifica family. But it hasn't, I haven't like just sent it out to the universe. You know, what I hope to do in November is to make sure that the entire staff is fully aware of the key elements of the six-point plan. So that's what I meant in some respects.
Speaking of the website, I presume that's kpfoworker.org.
No, it's not. It's not on kpfa. kpfaworker.org. No.
The kpfaworker.org website seems to have initiated, has the address as Pacifica 1929 MLK Jr. Way, with KPFA's telephone number as its ID. What are we doing with that? I mean, doesn't that create some liability?
Yes, it does, but I have been exploring that, and with both our shop stewards, other individuals, you know, within the station and with CWA.
I mean, they have a right to have their website, but not through the station, I guess, address.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I'm just making sure.
Sorry.
Roy, I think that you ought to take some additional credit. And the credit you did forget to mention is that within one day, your station and the help of the staff, you raised for Hurricane Katrina, close to $47,000. That's outstanding. Especially when you're right in the middle of your own campaign to raise money for your station to do that. In addition to that, that was remarkable. And we thank you for doing all the hard work, and good luck, and welcome to KPFA.
Well, thank you, and I accept that thanks and the applause on behalf of everyone at KPFA who really actually did the heavy lifting. You know, it's...
Thank you all. LaVarne?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I would like to... the point I was trying to make earlier in the meeting, right, is the point in terms of the amount that you had raised for the fund drive and the amount that you had raised for the Katrina relief, and certainly the staff and everyone, the board... The listeners, number one, deserved tremendous applause for rising to that occasion. And just to follow up with that is a point that he had made about this KPFAworker.org website, that when you'd gone in and looked at it, and not only did it have the address of 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way, but also the Farmer Webb Mistress as the person on there. So can you give us a little bit more? And you said you're exploring this with the shop stewards, and I'd like a follow-up question. And what I mean in terms of the liability of that workshop of that work that website.
Well, like Fadi said, they obviously have you know, the right to create a website, and in examining it, we are exploring whether or not that was created with you know, kind of like as an offshoot of KPFA.org. And I don't have a definitive answer on that yet.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it was actually on the air, there were like cards, or it was read about referring to that site actually on KPFA Air. But the other two...
There were no cards.
There were live reads.
There were live reads.
Yeah, but there are none being done now.
Even live reads.
There were dead
carts and live reads fall under the Department of Traffic, and they weren't anything
Madam
that
Chair, may
came.
We
they weren't.
Without the regular hearing. Thank you.
I needed to stop because that's clarification.
Madam Chair, thank you. So, would you continue, or had you finished your point?
Well, I was just going to say those live reads or those announcements that were done individually, you know, by certain radio programmers are no longer being done and haven't been done, to my knowledge, in at least 3 or 4 weeks. So I think, let me just step back and say my strategy is to seek common ground. There are many instances in which the natural response would be to take umbrage, to go after individuals, and to seek an aggressive kind of way of dealing with conflict. I have chosen a more middle path, a more peaceful path, and one in which I hope to engage with all of those who have various levels of conflict so that we can peacefully and productively resolve our differences. I think that's very important, to actively engage your opponents and then try to reach a positive conclusion.
Okay, we've exhausted time, so if we want to continue discussion, we'll need to have time.
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, all those in favor?
Up to 5 seconds.
All those opposed? I counted originally 5 to 6. It takes two-thirds
to extend time? It didn't take two-thirds any other time.
No, it did. It was 9 to 3. Yeah.
Nobody said anything.
Okay. Thank you very much, Roy.
Hey, and thank you.